Hey, it's Amy. We're talking about helping highly sensitive people overcome. And so I've got another show for you on ways in which you can overcome. I don't have a title for this one, but I think it's I'll come up with it when it before I post it. But basically, the way you feel is more valuable to you than the way others feel about you. And I'll repeat that to you because there's a key word there. The way you feel is more valuable to you than the way others feel about you. And when you're a highly sensitive, codependent person, it's really difficult to wrap our head around this thought. Yeah. All right. We're gonna talk about it. In case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are looking for support, you're ready to go to the next level, there are things you know that are meant for you, and you just keep hitting the same roadblock, or it's not manifesting in the way you want. Maybe you want to increase your income and you've been working at it and you feel like you've read all the books and you keep trying and the shift's not happening. Well, I'd love to support you. I'll help you get to your breakthrough. Information on my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out that single session, the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Okay, so the way you feel is more valuable than the way others feel about you. When you're a highly sensitive person, we naturally have very porous boundaries. I'm going to say that to you a lot over the next couple of podcasts. And so it's very difficult for us to know where we end and others begin, right? And so someone's opinion, someone's, what we think is someone's feelings can easily override what we know to be true, right? But what is valuable to you, what creates your desires, what leads to your victory, what leads to more money, the dream relationship, the great job, the great home, is how you feel. How you feel is more valuable than what others think of you. So often we're very afraid as highly sensitive people, as codependents. We're very afraid of what other people think. We don't want to upset anybody. We don't want to upset anybody. We don't want to make anybody feel bad. But we don't have any control over how somebody else feels. And if that were so valuable, then we would have that control, right? Like God would give us that control, but we don't. Everybody has their own free will. And more so, we don't even know how people actually feel or what they actually think, other than what comes out of their mouth, and who knows, people say things, people don't say things. Could you, living your life based on the whims of another person, it's not only destructive, it puts you in a state of victimhood, a constant state of victimhood, but it also makes it really, really difficult to manifest. You can't hear yourself. You can't take the action you need to take. You can't show up for yourself. You get worn down, bogged down, overwhelmed by what other people are doing. I always know a codependent because just the energy of it is that, especially in session, is that they'll spend most of their session talking about somebody else. Now, that's not to say that people don't impact us. It's not to say the relationships in our life are not an experience to learn and grow and expand. But it's almost as if whatever that person is up to, whatever that person is going through, becomes more important than them. And if you're hearing this and you're thinking, oh my God, that sounds a little bit like me. Yeah, it probably is. So I want you to remember that your value, what is truly valuable to you, is you. I've said this many times in this program. You came into this life alone and you're going to leave by yourself. It's between you and God. Make you the priority. And then, as I've said in a previous podcast, then you can actually help others. But if you're all messed up, unhealed, wounded, you can't even see clearly. If you're unwell, unhappy, uninspired, you ain't got no business helping anybody else. You just don't have the capacity. I love you. And you deserve to be happy. You deserve to have everything you want. You deserve to be a role model for all those around you. So make your feelings more valuable than the feelings of others. Because their feelings will change and come and go, but you got to live with you forever. So focus on feeling good. Focus on your joy. Focus on your peace. Focus on your satisfaction. Focus on feeling what your victory would be. Do everything that you know to do. Put yourself in the center of your world. And it's from that place that you can truly be of service to all those around you. Can I get amen? Okay. So one more time, the way you feel is way more valuable to you than the way others feel about you. Just is. I know in the moment it doesn't feel that way. I know it doesn't feel that way. Gosh, man. My mom gets mad at me and hangs the phone or doesn't call me for days on end. And I'd be so bummed out. When my younger self, God, I think in my mid-20s, I even said to God, I was like, well, God, you know, my mom's mad at me, so that must mean my life is off. Who fucking says it has to be that way? But that was, you know, the storyline of codependency, totally 100%. And it just seemed like unless I was making somebody happy, unless I was pleasing someone, then I had this belief that I was fucking up. But what about you? You're a somebody. I'm a somebody. Why don't I focus on making me happy? Why don't I focus on not pissing myself off? Why don't I focus on my dreams, my desires, the murmurs of my intuition? Because often when we are in a state of codependency, when we're so focused on somebody else, we can't even hear our own truth. And that's how we heal it all, is returning to our center, our sense of self. What matters to me? What matters to you? Yeah, that's how you show up and be the best version of yourself, is start making how you feel more valuable than somebody else. Somebody else's opinion, somebody else's feeling, somebody else's whim. And I get it. I know. That sweet little part of you that's probably not that healthy is saying, but no, Amy, isn't that wrong and selfish? No. It's all you have. That's all you have control over. Because if you were trying to control the way somebody feels, let's go back to my story of in my mid-20s, I was so, oh my God, if my mom's mad at me, if I'm not on great terms with my family, must mean something's wrong with me. I'm so focused outward that any problem I'm attempting to avoid, I don't even have the energy to face it, to make a change, to do all that I know to do. And those people's opinions can change, come and go, transform. They can become new people. I think about my brother when he was in his 20s compared to the way he is now as a, you know, a grown man with a child and a wife and a mortgage. Completely different dudes, right? And if I spent my whole life chasing what he thought about me, I would be a fucking wreck. And I've done it. I've been there. I did it with my ex-in-laws. I was so, you know, I wanted to be liked, right? Well, you have no power over that. So focus on making yourself happy. Focus on liking yourself. Focus on believing that you are likable. Focus on believing that you only have to spend time with people who actually like you, care about you, respect you, and not because you're puppet mastering the situation by people pleasing, but because you just get to show up as your radiant, amazing, wonderful self. Be that person. You are valuable. You are worthy. You are deserving. Your desires matter. Chase that. Trust your intuition. Do everything that you know to do. Stop pushing and forcing and trying to make it happen. And just be who you naturally are, who you came to this planet to be. Tap into your talents, tap into your gifts, tap into all that makes you wonderful. And then you know what? If you did all that, you don't even have the energy to care about what somebody else thinks. It's the end of the day and you're like, I gotta go to bed because I gotta get up and have another wonderful day tomorrow, right? Thank you for listening to this program. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, please check me out. If you like this program, please subscribe. If you have a friend that might like this program, please pass it along to them. And then sign up for my newsletter. On my front page, if you sign up, you'll get 2 intuitive messages a week from me. You are worthy and deserving of all that you desire. You are worthy and deserving of all that you desire. You are worthy and deserving of all that you desire. The only thing that gets in the way of you having it is you. So shift the behaviors. Shift the way of looking at life. Focus on you again. Take care of you. Make your dreams happen. And then we'll see who you are on the other side. You'll love it. Till next time, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.